Here in America, we have already seen an impact from what's happening in Ukraine. Right, the price of gas. Well, first, I'm finding there are a lot of people who say that they stand behind freedom, liberty, democracy, until it costs them something. If you think 20, 30, 40 cents more a gallon is a tough burden, well, let's see if we can find someone from the Ukraine who'll give you a little sympathy. That being said, people are demanding an increase of domestic production, with the many making it sound like that's come to a complete halt, which it hasn't, by the way. Latest stats are domestic production of oil is around 11 million barrels a day. Now, while that's down from the 13.5 million a year or so ago, it's a decrease that can be easily reversed with a return to the domestic production we had before the Biden administration. And the way they shut down, for example, the Keystone Pipeline, slammed the door on oil leases, which I heard Jen Psaki the other day rather ignorantly say, well, you know, the oil companies are not drilling on many of the leases they already have. And I think that's maybe because they've determined there's no oil on that land. You see, oil leases are like a lottery. Not every ticket is going to be a winning ticket. Last year, the U.S. imported, believe it or not, 7.8% of our oil from, you got it, Russia. Now, on the good news side of things, as of at least this past week, that number dropped to zero, where we'll hopefully stay from now on. There's a growing number of energy companies now saying the same thing to Russia those Ukrainian troops on Snake Island said to them as they slam the door in Russia's face and walk away, which that will further decrease Russia's power position as an energy source around the world, actually. So, what to do so the price of gas and oil come back down? It'll take time to increase oil production. It'll take even more time to increase production of hybrid and EV vehicles. And it'll take even more time for green energy ideas to become anything remotely resembling an affordable, effective alternative. President Biden this past week released 30 million barrels from our strategic reserve. Altogether now, wow. Yeah, that may fill the cavity for a month. Oh, and by the way, the capacity of our strategic reserve is 750 million barrels. Most recent report had that currently holding around 500 million barrels. Now, the fastest way to reduce prices at the pump is for the federal and state governments to at least temporarily suspend their respective gas taxes. Depending on the state, that would instantly cut gas prices by anywhere between 50 cents to a dollar. Yeah, I know. I'll look for those flying pigs.